Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I just ate a meat stick.
I know, I just fed Carrie some snacks.
Slim Jim.
I slapped him into a Slim Jim, or it was like an Erewhon Slim Jim.
It was an Erewhon Slim Jim and like some incredible barbecue flavored,
like ashwagandha powder.
Yeah.
Nuts that just really move through you in such a way they will just fucking clear your colon right out.
I need
out.
To clear, like in Scientology.
Yeah, I'm trying to go clear. The last 24 hours in Mexico was going clear for my intestines. But now I'm ready to detox. I'm doing like a cleanse this month.
Mm-hmm. You know what we could do? We could go on a cruise right now and either get COVID or neurovirus.
Or just like accidentally get thrown over the ledge.
I think there's like 6 cruise ships right now where like the entire cruise has COVID.
So why wouldn't they? They're just cruising with COVID, floating at sea.
That'd be kind of...
I'll bet they're having fun.
Yeah, it'd be kind of chill.
Unless you get a really bad case of COVID and you need to go.
No, it's not a joke. It's like there's still people dying. You know, it's but...
Like
it's
prayers just, for you if you get that on a cruise ship bad. That's not good.
I'm still thinking about the cruise where people were shitting like on the deck. It was a true poop deck.
I just assume that if I go on a cruise, I'm going to fall ill. Which is exactly what happened.
Last time I cruised. I got white girl mono.
The cruelest case of strep throat I've ever had.
Cool summer.
Yeah, from making out with a 23-year-old.
That's what you got.
It was worth it.
Charlotte got crabs.
Mm-hmm.
You got...
I got strep.
Strep. Yeah, cruises are not... But like, it's just funny. Like I literally saw like over Christmas, like, you know, so-and-so cruise, like... It's maiden voyage, you know, post COVID, like it's inaugural. And I was like, good luck to you and your projects.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a week later, it was like that cruise ship is.
People love cruising like I love the movies, and I just won't understand. But maybe we're not in the age range of like, we're not at the cruising age.
I think you're born with it. I think you're born with the cruise gene.
It's not something you choose.
No.
It's like being gay.
Yeah. It's being...
You're either a cruiser or you're not.
Like, I remember my dad...
You have to come out as a cruiser.
You do. I remember my dad and I were flying from the Trenton Airport down to Fort Lauderdale for my sister's wedding. And my dad was like, we're taking Frontier because this wedding's, you know, super expensive. So we're waiting. Trenton, it's like basically a Greyhound bus station. and we're waiting to get on, and Fort Lauderdale is obviously like a huge cruise hub.
It is the destination. That's where I embarked from my ill-fated cruise.
And this guy turned around and he was like probably 55 and he was really smiley, and he turned around and he goes, "You guys cruising?" And my dad and I were like, my dad goes, "No, we're not." And he was like, "Oh, we're heading to the you know, Purple Princess cruise lines to you know, like," and my dad, he just kept trying to like recruit me and my dad.
They love cruisers, love to cruise.
Yeah, it's not my vibe. I'm sorry, I'll never be on a cruise.
No, I don't like it either.
That smell, I can just imagine the smell.
I would like just one boat.
What does it smell like? Hotel,
kind of. It didn't really have like, yeah, I think it was just like hotel smell.
Damp.
No, not really, surprisingly, for being on a boat. Hmm. You know what I watched recently? One of the, I think it was someone on Patreon. It was us talking about like watching plane crash videos, or we were talking about watching really dark videos on YouTube. And someone commented, they were like, "Oh, you need to watch like the Principessa Italian cruise ship sinking videos."
Oh, I watched that.
And so then I did watch them and got so darked out.
There was, I watched like,
because it's a slow, it, the craziest thing about it is like, it's just a slow sink.
And they're close to land.
Yeah, they were close to land. It was like a slow sink where no one really had to die, but the way that they like, they didn't say outright that the boat was sinking.
Yeah.
And so it was just like,
how many people died? Like 200 people?
Quite a few. I don't think that many. I think like maybe 30 people, which still, is still like, no one had to die. Like not a soul had to die.
But it also was in like a weird spot where it was like, it was, it seemed like, oh, it's close to land, we'll be fine. But like for some reason,
but then it like wasn't.
It was like the rock, the way the rocks were, like it was just like, it was a perfect storm of just shit.
Yeah,
that
it
got,
was a really creepy sink.
It was really creepy. It wasn't like the Titanic where it was like there was drama and like
it was like we're all gonna fucking die. It was like, oh,
it was like,
it was the kind of thing where you're like, oh, I'm just gonna go like grab my phone in my room since this is like NBD, and then it is a BD and you're dead.
And the captain abandoned ship.
Oh yeah, and he got charged
with murder.
With murder, because
he should.
Like, I love that, being like, I'm gonna drive this fucking cruise ship into a rock. Nah, I'm out of here.
He was like on land.
He's like, that's your problem, not my problem.
I think I remember they called. He called and was like, oh yeah, I'm like on. I'm in like the, I'm in the city.
Babe, like, I'm shopping.
Baby, your cruise, your ship is sinking. There's people.
I'd be like, oop, I gotta go.
He was literally no. I think he was like, they found him like he had like snuck into the city and was hiding.
Yeah.
And like there's literally, anyway, it's a crazy,
it's
look
a
up
crazy
that video.
Bunch of videos. Yeah,
there's like a recreation video, which is always harrowing.
And then there's like footage the passengers took.
Oh
yeah,
my God. And it was a beautiful ship.
It was a beautiful ship.
It was like those Mediterranean cruises. But I mean, I would maybe do a Mediterranean cruise.
That's the, I did that with my family when I was like 20 or something.
That would be,
and it was fun.
Yeah.
But I just, you don't get to spend enough time in each city. So it's just like, and everything just adds up.
There are like uber wealthy, like bracket of wealth where there's cruises that are at sea for 6 months.
Isn't that you just charter a boat?
Or no, it's like a full cruise, like hotel cruise, but you're just, it's just for the wealthiest people.
That would probably be fun.
6 months?
Yeah, just like at sea. If you could just spend a lot of time in each location.
I guess if I was like old and like didn't have a family and was single, like I would just
find a cruise mate and then cruise.
Yeah.
Is that like just what you do if you don't have like kids?
You just cruise.
You just cruise.
Damn.
You can't take pugs on a cruise though.
Mm-mm. But yeah. Principessa.
Principessa, RIP to those passengers.
RIP. But
Italy.
Yeah, I don't think the sex... let's talk about this. Do you think the Sex and the City ladies would ever go on a cruise?
Yes. I think they can. I think they should. There's a Sex and the City 3 episode that does the climax of it. Takes place on the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop cruise, which I think was supposed to do its maiden voyage either this past fall.
But what if they accidentally were on the Kid Rock cruise?
That would be a comedy of errors now, wouldn't it?
I actually think that instead of the last Sex and the City movie, they should have just gone, somehow ended up on like a cruise and it was hell.
Yeah.
And they had fun though.
That is basically what someone proposed for the Sex and the Saving Sex and the City 3.
Well, they were ahead of their...
I can't wait now to do the next season of Saving Sex and the City 3, which yes. I think will probably just have to be called Saving Sex and the City. Yeah. But like with all these new characters, because there's just a lot more.
Shay.
And honestly, I can't wait to see what people propose for one Che Diaz.
Let's get into it. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy, Sexy Unique Podcast.
They did that. Merlin. This episode had no Shay in it.
Barely any Shay.
Or barely. There was.
There was a few Shay. Like when they're at the studio and they're like, you gotta post more, Carrie.
Oh yeah, the socials.
This is also the episode I was reminded that Carrie's name is Caroline.
I never knew that until this episode. Did you know that?
I think I remember it from the Carrie Diaries.
Oh, okay. I never watched the Carrie Diaries, which I'm about to like.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
My friend Nadia's in it. She plays... My friend Nadia was, it was Nina Katz.
Oh.
The face.
Major.
And she was in Carrie Diaries as Carrie's dad's girlfriend.
Oh.
So she did like a full... Wow. Nadia Tijani, she's an amazing actor.
Oh, wait, she was two different people.
Yeah. She also played Chris Kelly's agent, or not Chris Kelly, Carrie's agent in the other two.
All right. Well, she's a fucking queen.
She's a queen.
I am realizing maybe I'm not a true head after all if I haven't watched the Carrie Diaries, so I will do that.
I didn't watch like the whole thing, but I watched enough that I thought it was really cute. And Carrie has a cute gay friend who's like in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And her little sister.
Samantha's in it.
Yeah. And she's
young
the girl.
Samantha.
The girl who played her is good.
Love that.
And yeah, it's cute. It's like the 80s.
Did Candace Bushnell write the Carrie Diaries?
She did.
She is a queen. Honestly, can we give it up for Candace, who is just raking in dough off of these books?
She's also like doing a one-woman show now.
Yeah. Is there still Sex in the City? And she's talking about like sex in your 50s. Fucking queen shit.
I've looked up who the real Mr. Big was.
Who was it?
It was like some financier that she dated that was like a lot older than her.
Love that.
She was like a girl about town.
She was. She was a party girl with a bad habit.
The bad habit for...
For drugs. She probably did drugs. Let's be real. I think she would freely admit that. I've seen photos of her like partying with the gays.
Oh yeah.
There's like black and white, like chic photos of her like just being out and about.
With the gays.
With the gays specifically.
The gays.
Just getting fawned over by the gays.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, as she should.
The episode kind of is like a lot about...
This episode was ridiculous.
It was kind of Charlotte's episode.
And I love that for Char, but I'm also just like... In what world? Oh, they're vacuuming. They just vacuum. They love it.
They love it.
They vacuum for your life. They're like Dyson for your life. This episode was literally just like each girl gets a person of color friend.
Yeah, it seemed
like a very strange way to handle that.
Yeah. And like Charlotte just like listing black artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, she really did that. And it's like, wait.
They're like, we love her, this ally, our white ally. We forgive her.
I don't know.
It was a really weird episode.
I know. It was like, I felt uncomfortable watching it.
And which... not in like a good way. It was just in like a, oh, wow. It was a true they did that.
So Carrie gets a new friend named Seema, who I like.
Seema's fucking flawless.
She's gorgeous. So chic, and she fucks.
Seem is a real estate agent who's literally slaying the game so hard, she has a driver who drives her around in a Maybach that she smokes in freely.
She has she's a realtor with a driver.
Yeah, and she's getting, like, carried around town in her Maybach, and she's gonna sell Carrie and Big's apartment. And I just would love to know the status of Carrie's bank account, because she literally does have $100 million,
I think,
right?
I swear to God, I think she probably has $100 million from Big.
If he's leaving Natasha just a mil, he's left Carrie 50 to 100.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. And the money she's gonna make from selling this apartment,
will it be that much? Is it that nice of an apartment? It's
in
small.
New York City.
I guess in New York City.
You don't understand. Like, it's an apartment like that would be like $12 million.
Yeah.
Like, she'll make like $12 million.
Okay. So she's a real estate maven.
No. That apartment is probably like more than $12 million.
30 mil.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, I'm not like any readers weigh in, but like when I lived there, it was like,
how much is Carrie and Big's apartment worth? Yeah, I need some real estate heads to just like weigh in.
I just feel like it's a lot considering they're in Manhattan and the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They should have bought the original huge apartment on the top.
Yeah, this apartment was drab.
This apartment sucks ass.
Seema's like, you know what would be really good in this bathroom? A Peloton. I was like, okay.
I love that. Wait, Girl. Can I also say I loved Carrie's like weird plaid outfit that she was wearing?
Yeah, I liked it.
That was a Carrie Bradshaw moment where I was like, this is incredible work.
Did you like her tutu?
I like that the woman gave her the shady glance.
Yeah, I mean, look, as someone who lived in New York, if I saw a woman like that just walk into a bodega with a big, giant, poofy dress and a t-shirt, I'd be like,
I'm worried for her.
I'd be like, wellness check.
She's gone through a series of tragedies.
Yeah, that's literally what I would think.
Yeah. I would think, wow, what happened to her?
And then I was like, oh, is this bodega guy? Like, are we supposed to remember? Like, he was never in the original.
She never went to bodegas in the original. She went to the newspaper stand. Yeah. That's where she'd always get like her magazines or her cigarettes.
Yeah, I was like,
I love the like familiarity of this bodega man. They were literally like, we need more POCs. Let's put a bodega man in the mix that loves her.
And he's like, want a Danish? And she's like, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he died kind of recently. This is a good impression, right?
Mm-hmm. She's going to sell her apartment.
She and Seema bond.
Go anywhere.
Seema's just like kind of a Samantha proxy in a way. Yeah. I think she's like feeling the hole that Samantha left in Carrie's heart.
Yeah, and she's like sexual. She's an older woman who's still sexual.
She's on the apps. At one point, Carrie makes a very snide comment to her.
She says, it's great that you're still putting yourself out there.
And Seema,
she takes it in stride, but she remembers it.
Just like Samantha would.
She's going to bring it up a little later.
Just like Samantha would. It's like the episode where Carrie judged Samantha for blowing the UPS guy.
A classic. So I might watch that tonight.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Oh, Miranda, weirdly, now her professor, Nia Wallace, likes her so much that she wants to go to dinner with her.
Yeah, she went from being like, you scare me, get away from me, to like, let me take you out and buy you dinner.
Was very strange. All because Miranda argued some like something for women's rights in her stupid little law class. Yeah, I was like, okay, I don't see this person doing a complete about face with Miranda, this drunkard psycho.
Karen.
Miranda, whose breath reeks of booze.
This wino.
That's exactly who you want to go to dinner with.
You want to go to dinner with the older lady
in your grad school class who's like literally put her foot in her mouth over and over. And when she opens her mouth, her breath just like fucking takes you out.
Well, first of all, we see Miranda night after her shotgun, her Che shotgun. And hurt Brady and his like mean girlfriend walk in and they go, wow, you smell like shit. And she's like, I don't smell like shit. And she does this thing, that very Miranda thing of, I don't smell like shit.
Why are they allowed to speak to her like this?
The fucking girlfriend being like, what are you talking about?
You can say it, Miranda. We know you smoke pot. I'm like, I would never talk to someone's mother like that.
I would
that.
Never speak to like Simon's. Imagine if I like walked into Simon's parents' house and talked to his mom like that.
I have never in my life talked to a boyfriend's mother like that.
She's awful. It's like, you're staying here for free.
You're staying here for free. You're riding his dick. We can hear you fucking day in, day out. Your moans resonate through the bones of this apartment.
Uh-huh.
You're 17 years old.
Shut the
fuck
up.
You're
going
to come in here and sass me? I'm like,
how dare you?
You can say it, Miranda. We know you smoke a lot of pot.
I would go, how dare you?
How dare you? Get out.
Get out.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of my house. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And she goes, I was around some alternative types who were smoking weed last night at a comedy concert. And she goes, Miranda, what do you mean by alternatives? Shut the fuck up.
Get out.
Go to school. Go to high school, you little bitch.
Get your hands out of my marshmallows. Get out of my house. Put that back in the pantry.
And Brady, clean your fucking underwear, you little fucking slob.
Why is his underwear on the kitchen
floor? Are they fucking in the kitchen?
This is the boundaries that exist. There are no boundaries because Miranda says later at dinner with Dr. Nia Wallace that fucking Brady calls her a fucking bitch when she asks him to just do his homework. I was like, what kind of house are you running here?
He goes, I'm telling you, he's a school and when shooter.
My, when my son calls me a fucking bitch after I just simply asked his girlfriend to leave and asked him to do his homework, motherhood is not worth it. I was like, I'll fucking say.
It's literally...
Where's Steve? Is he eating pizza out of the Steve's trash gone. Can?
He is literally lost. He's wandering around like... Brooklyn.
He's too deaf to find his way back home.
He's down by
Steve's been gone for months.
He's down in like Gowanus, in the Gowanus River. Just waiting around.
Into the Gowanus Canal.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, I was there last night, and then all of a sudden she's like, I have not caffeinated enough to have this conversation.
She's very casual about the disrespect that these children are throwing her way.
Brady is traumatizing his parents every day by fucking in front of them.
Yeah. They literally have, like, given him the master suite.
I'm telling you.
He is a kid in the Twilight Zone movie gets whatever he wants by wishing it. And he's holding his entire family hostage.
Isn't there a world where, like, the child is just nice and fine?
Do children really? I guess I'm thinking I was, like, such a bitch. But I also was on a lot of drugs.
I mean, I partied and stuff in high school, but like I didn't say you're a fucking bitch. I think I was pretty nice to my parents and to like people.
Yeah.
I wasn't going, fuck you, mom, you fucking bitch.
That happened
when I was drunk.
Yeah.
Like when I was in my addiction.
I never called my mom I've never in my life called my mom a fucking bitch. I think I said damn to her once. I was like, I'm not gonna damn do it. And then she was like, you're grounded. Like I just like, it was like a can't curse at my mom situation.
Gosh darn you.
I know.
Mother.
I was like, I'm not going to the damn house. And then she was like, well, that's it. You're fucking grounded. And then I was like, I'm running away.
And you were like,
I said, no, I'm not. I'm leaving. And then I got in the car and drove off.
You did?
Yeah. And then I came back 3 hours later. I like literally went to Denny's and then came back.
To eat alone?
Yeah. That's like where my friends and I hung out. Because you would smoke inside.
Oh, right. Hell yeah.
It was fucking cool.
Fuck yeah.
But like, I did not.
He's a little punk.
Yeah.
He's a punk.
Brady sucks.
Brady sucks and his girlfriend sucks too.
He's a punk. He needs like a mom like Renee to like fucking
he needs to
whack
be,
him around.
He needs to be woken up in the middle of the night and taken to like.
He actually does need to be taken to therapeutic boarding school. He needs to go to Wilderness first and then he needs to go to therapeutic boarding school to learn a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I never say that.
I know you don't.
And I'm saying that for this. His school will thank him. We'll thank Miranda when he can't come in there with
lives.
A fucking detonate the vest in math class.
Miranda could save and Steve could save lives if they do something about Brady now.
What if this whole series ends with Brady just like committing mass murder? Oh, it could happen.
I watched this wild movie the other night called Baccarat. It's Brazilian. You should watch
it.
It's
I want to watch it.
Crazy fucking. It's like sort of like The Hunger Games, but like I not even no. It's so much better.
Okay.
It's just, but there's like a whole part of I can't even.
Don't even get into it.
Just watch it. It's on Amazon. Udo Kier's in it, who I love.
What's it called?
Baccarat.
Baccarat.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Baccarau.
Baccarat.
Baccarat.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
It's amazing. It's like very Tarantino.
Chic. Miranda's getting sassed from all angles. Charlotte's
planning a dinner with
LTW. Wait, I'm obsessed with LTW.
I love her.
She is Westworld AI vibes.
She is.
She's like too perfect and like doesn't exist.
She's a very kind person, which I don't think there's a lot of that.
Also, someone pointed out my friend of the pod, Michael Kaufman, posted a video or a photo of her when she's like, Charlotte, I'm simply so busy. I have a million things to do. And she's holding her phone and tapping on it and her phone's upside down.
Truly unhinged.
This show is just one huge continuity error.
Error. You Scottish.
LTW is true goals. AI goals.
She's very like Stepford Wives. Like,
she's just a robot.
Yes, of course I will. Oh, Charlotte, she never drops the ball.
Yeah, Charlotte is getting targeted. What's that? What's the other mom's name that's also 18 years old?
Yeah, she's like 24.
She's like extremely young, cool mom. And she's like,
Charlotte, looks like you drop the ball sometimes. I think they're planning some field trip and Charlotte's like, she pushes back on Charlotte.
I got the botanist from something, yeah, which did sound boring as fuck. And then yeah, the girl, and then the other mom goes, well, I got this and the kids can play with the animals afterward.
That sounds fun.
That I would much rather do that. And Charlotte goes, well, the botanist did take a while to book and he's deaf. So, and then LTW goes, I think we should go with Charlotte's idea. That sounds lovely, but I'm so busy, I simply must go.
And then she turns around off. And she goes, this is how I talk to my documentary film crews. I was like, okay. She goes,
and I'm a producer, and that is my job. Goodbye. And then she goes, Charlotte, I am so busy. And tap, tap, taps on her upside down phone. She goes,
bye, Charlotte.
And then Charlotte goes, I got you a coffee. And she goes, I got you a coffee. She's literally like, she's like an Amazon AI that Jeff Bezos created to like
take
the temperature of the human condition of like wealthy people on the Upper East Side.
It's like, it's like she's made for like a board, like a white woman who wants to like
befriend like a person of color. And it's like, how will they do? It's like rating them. Like, how will they interact? And like, at what point? Like, she truly is like too perfect.
Yeah. And she's, anyway, so that's happening. So Charlotte's going to plan a dinner. She has to cancel Harry's colonoscopy.
Also, are they going to kill Harry off?
He's sweating a lot.
Is his colonoscopy going to come back and he has like anal cancer? What if they killed off every man on this show? That'd maybe be kind of iconic.
It would. Then it's just the women.
Steve wanders off into the canal. Harry dies.
Sanford
who's
is
left. Sanford, he's off in Japan. I would accept a world in which Anthony is the only person left.
Anthony should live.
Mm-hmm.
Brady must go.
Brady's gotta go.
For the betterment of the future. He's gonna domestic
like
terrorist.
Hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. So Charlotte wants to plan a party for Lisa, and then she's freaking out because she realizes all of the friends she starts naming, like, who could we invite to the dinner party? They're all white.
Yeah.
So she's like, shit.
She goes, Anthony and Stanford, gay.
Gay. So then, and then Harry, she's like, oh my God, what do? I don't know any black people or anyone of color. And he's like, well, you can go ask our neighbors down the hall. And she's like, yes, that's a great idea. We had that brunch. And he goes, yeah, that was 2 years ago. And she goes, oh, we lost a year with COVID. Then she goes and terrorizes this woman on her floor who's like a neighbor who she's like, did you get my 4 texts about the dinner party?
Yeah, Charlotte is acting again. Something's deeply wrong
deeply
with Charlotte.
Wrong. And the woman's like, yeah, I told you I responded to all of the texts you sent.
And I have plans.
And I have plans, and I've said that to you already. And Charlotte's like, oh, okay, well.
Well, come by for one drink and just let me know. And if you'll come by for one drink. So you can go to your plans, but you must come by for one drink and say hi for once. Just come.
And she's like, okay. And then she closes like, the door, bolts the door, and puts on her alarm system and is like, we need to leave. We need to move out of this building.
Yeah. She calls Seema and says, I have an apartment for you to sell.
Yeah. It's a good 20 million. Like, let's do it.
I'll sell it.
Yeah, Carrie and Seema go to an open house. They're just bonding. They're vibing. They go get drinks.
They share cacao e pepe.
Yeah, Seema shares that she's on all the apps and she's fucking and she's just having a good time. And then Carrie goes, well, it's like we said, it's really good that you're putting yourself out there. And then you see Seema's face and she's a little, because I think she was really like letting her hair down, her guard down with Carrie. Carrie smokes in front of her.
I know. They're smoking cigs together. I was like, love this for them.
I think Seema was feeling like a sister bond with her. And then she felt judged.
Yeah.
Which was not cool.
Or just like, good for you.
Good for you.
Old,
sad,
saggy trout snatched hag.
Yeah.
That you're still putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're still putting your old hole out there. Good for you.
Get that hole of yours on Tinder.
Oh, you're still putting your little hole out there.
And she's like, look at this guy without a shirt on. This middle-aged guy. It says, looking for fun. And then Carrie goes, it should say, looking for a t-shirt.
Carrie's jokes. God love her.
I went.
This also, I missed a voiceover again. I really missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need it in those little transitional moments.
It's stagnant.
And it also makes, like, the show funnier. And you need puns when it's, like... Imagine... I think it would have lightened the mood and, like, kind of given a... If everything was put in the context of, like, a book that Carrie's writing or an article mm-hmm. that she's writing about, like, diversifying your friend group or whatever, and then everyone's having this experience, she can make jokes or be, like, self-referential to where it wouldn't be so fucking cringe that everyone... And come across as extremely unnatural and inorganic that everyone's doing this. But I guess that's a conversation for another day.
So then... Carrie, we get a little bit of Shay. Carrie, the podcast, like, socials director is like, you need to up your game, Carrie. Like, you've never really had any followers. And I'm like, again, I don't believe that. I think Carrie would have a lot of followers.
Yeah, I think Carrie's killing it. I think this podcast is lucky to have a New York icon such as Carrie Bradshaw on their shitty podcast.
And she's like, Shay, you're killing it, of course. And then Shay's like, she's like, it's all I got. And I was just like, oh, can you imagine their stories? Like,
hey, it's Shay Diaz.
Hey, Shay Diaz here at Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's is too cool for Shay Diaz.
No, but they are probably so... You probably go on their Instagram and it's just a 40 little like tabs to show the...
It's them just laughing at everything they say. Just telling shitty jokes and just cackling, making themselves laugh at their own thoughts.
I could do a tight 10.
Someone just winked at me. I'm going to do a tight 15 on that. And then they literally do a tight 15 on their Instagram stories.
They need to be stopped. But thankfully, we don't get much of that podcast in this episode.
And yeah.
I think Carrie and Seema have a sort of like reckoning together, like a little like thing that I think cements their friendship. Carrie goes over the next day. She brings Yellowtail sushi, which at first I thought she meant the wine. And I was like, damn bitch, you live like this. Because I was like, that was me in Bushwick.
Yeah, I was like, no, not Yellowtail wine. Seema redoes their whole apartment in shades of beige. But I was also like, how did you do this in one day?
She's got...
It's Seema. Seema just...
She's got like...
See, everything that government. Happens, Seema goes, I have a man that can come over and fix that in 1 second.
She's like backed by the government, I think.
Seema is a CIA agent.
She is.
Everyone's a plant. The joke is on these white women because everyone is a plant.
It's true.
That's going to destroy their lives. Seema's an FBI agent investigating Mr. Big's like
financial
insider trading.
Totally.
And she's just trying to get closer to Carrie to like see what the deal is and then report back.
But Carrie gets pissed at Seema because she breaks a fucking picture frame of her and Big.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, these were the last, this glass, Big touched these.
She's like, you said they can move with these and then wouldn't do it. And she goes, well, they did, but I moved this one and it's my fault. And the glass is broken, but the picture's intact. So we'll just put it in a new frame and it will be fine. She's like, it's not fine.
She goes, you're kind of cavalier about this. Like, you're a little insensitive. And she goes, well, Carrie, everyone's entitled to sometimes saying insensitive things like you did yesterday. And Carrie goes, well, what did I say at the bar? All I ordered was gacio e pepe. And she goes... and she goes...
But we were sharing gacio e pepe. And we
were having a fun old time in Gay Paris.
We were talking about all the men and sharing a lovely place.
We were talking about men, wine, and sex. It was so good. And Seema goes, no, you were a fucking nightmare.
She goes, no, you were a rude fucking whore.
She goes, you shamed me for like getting mine.
For my old cooch.
And then Carrie goes, well, I guess you're right about that. I do think you're an old whore.
She goes, your cooch is old, Seema. It's disgusting, but you're right.
But it's yours, and I love anything about you. And then suddenly they're best friends so well enough that she's taking Carrie to like an oncologist.
Yeah, later on, she's just calling in favors.
I'm like, damn.
I do love their friendship. I weirdly believed the most out of everyone.
It feels the most organic.
And I feel like even LTW could be a complete figment of Charlotte's imagination.
I honestly think she is a... total like
Charlotte is literally just rocking back and forth in the bedroom, just like imagining this entire sequence of like getting invited to LTW's dinner.
Yeah,
because, so then LTW cancels, which I was like, she's kind of rude for this. Like, she basically invited herself to, she's playing mind games with Charlotte. She's like, why don't you have a party? Why don't you have a casual, just girls only dinner party and invite me? I'm free on Thursday. How about it? It's done. Okay, great. Penciled you in. See you Thursday. Keep it casual, sis. And then like leaves and Charlotte's like,
yeah.
And then the day of, Charlotte goes to that bitchy 18-year-old that's also a mom. And she's like, can you and your husband, Jeff? And she's like, it's actually Joff, which made me lol.
She's like, can you drop all your plans and come to this dinner party? Because please. I need non-white friends. Yeah. And the girl's like, sure, I'll do that. And then LTW calls her and is like, sorry, I can't make it. Have my husband's birthday dinner.
Yeah, and then, she's like, I can't do it after all, but thanks so much.
And then Charlotte's like, hey, anyway, you shouldn't come to over anymore.
She's like, I guess you could say I dropped the ball.
It was very much my two best friends, Matt and Tommy, and I, when we were kids, we wanted to go to this like arcade place where you ride bumper boats, mm-hmm. but it was like a half hour away. So it was like, my mom was like, I refuse to take you. It was like in the summer.
I love that.
So we were like, shit, we need someone to go. So we called, we were like thinking of all these people, no one could go. And then we called this person and we were like, hey, like we weren't even, I wasn't really friends with
her
at all.
It was just a way to get to the bumper boats.
And we were like, hey, do you want to come with us to like Pine Canyon at the Falls? And she was like, yeah, that sounds great. There's bumper boats, laser tag. Like, it'll be such a fun afternoon. She's like, absolutely, count me in. When are we going? And he's like, and we were like, well, can your parents drive us? And she goes, no, they can't. They're working. And we went, okay, never mind. Bye.
That was exactly Charlotte's situation.
So she gets invited instead to Lisa's husband's birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And so she's like, Harry, we got to brush up on our black authors and ooh.
What happened?
I just picked at something.
You scratching yourself?
Yeah.
Put that away.
I'm a picker. Put that away.
Carrie's bleeding.
No. No.
You're bleeding. Yeah. Charlotte's like, Harry, brush what up black on authors do you know? Zadie Smith.
And
can I just say I love Michelle Obama's book? I was like, can we get just like a little bit better writing?
I was just like, my God.
My Lord.
My God.
You guys are really going for it, aren't you? And so then
when they get to the party, they're the only white people there. And it's at Lisa's incredible home.
Charlotte walks right up to a woman guest who's in attendance and goes, look, it's Lisa's mother. Hi.
She thinks it's another person from like Lily's class, like her mom. And she goes,
no, she thought it was, I think she thought it was the mother-in-law. Oh.
And she's like, again, like,
but also this woman was like in her 40s and the mother-in-law is like 80. 70 something with gray hair.
Yeah. She goes, so good to see you. And she goes, that's not me, but I think I know who you're talking about. So thank you. Nice to see you. And I was like, and then Harry goes, who likes Zadie Smith?
I'm that meme.
So then their dinner.
But this is all, again, this is just Charlotte.
This is a figment of her imagination.
This is a complete figment of her imagination.
I think it might be. Because at the dinner table,
this is actually happening.
Lisa's mother-in-law is like very like elegant, like high society woman. And she's like,
Hates Lisa.
She's like, she's fucking spent like,
she's spent literally $4 million on like paintings.
On their art. And then she kind of shames Lisa. Like, she has wasted all this money of her inheritance on the art in this house.
And silly little art stuff.
And Charlotte goes, well, actually, I think this is such a good investment because, and then she names all these like incredible artists, these black artists, and she shows that she knows her stuff,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's impressed.
Yeah.
And then Harry makes his Michelle Obama joke and everyone laughs.
And so they killed it. They killed it at the all black dinner party.
And then later she tells Lisa like, you know, I have to make a confession. Like, I just don't really have that many friends of color.
She was like, I was so nervous because I realized that you guys were the only black people that were going to come. And she was, and LTW goes, I was so nervous because I realized you were the only white people that were going to come. And then they just laughed.
You're right. I think they are one.
I like them together.
Yeah.
I like Charlotte's rich inner world. I really do think that she's actually in an asylum. And like,
mm-hmm.
also, can I just ask a question? What happened to their master bedroom? What is this bedroom that she and Harry are existing in? This is another reason why I think this is a figment of Charlotte's imagination, because I remember their master bedroom used to be so big.
Palatial.
It was palatial. And it, she lives in the same apartment that she and Trey McDougal had.
Yeah.
Like, she inherited that in the divorce and then stayed in that apartment with Harry and the girls. But now they're in some weird bedroom, and
they gave the bedroom
downsized from a king size bed. They are literally in a full size bed.
They gave the bedroom to Rock.
Rock, another terroristic child. All their kids, except for Lily.
Lily's cool.
Lily's fucking rad.
She's like, get me out of here.
She's like, I'm an actual genius.
I'm biding my time till I get out of this fucking place.
She's like, I'm keeping quiet and just like putting my head down, making straight A's and composing beautiful piano.
Do you think that they're all breaking off to not be friends with each other anymore and then just have each these new women as friends?
Like, they would no longer be in Sex yeah. in the City, and it'll just be the new women.
No, but do you think that they're like leaving their this original unit is like they're all, because they seem to just be spending more time with like not each other?
I don't know, because
they're not,
they
like,
do spend a lot of time together in the next episode.
Yeah, they do.
I think it's just they're trying to integrate more yeah. characters and have more diversity, and they don't know how to do that in like just a chill,
yeah.
organic way. So it's happening like really intensely and like so
fast.
Like, fast and on
zero
the nose.
To a thousand.
I just don't think that that professor would have Chablis Hobbs to dinner. I just
Hobbs
don't think there's
like
any world in which Dr. Nia Wallace would say, you know, no. what seems like a really good idea is me going to dinner with this fucking wino.
A very sane, sober person.
This psychotic woman with a huge, jangly backpack full of mini bottles and fat books that refuses to have a Kindle and like beats little Chuckies in the subways and is literally stalking my every move.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I would want to do
old
is take
Chablis.
Old Chablis, Chablis old blackout Hobbs. Hobbs to dinner.
Blackout, brownout Hobbs. So then at one point they're all, the three women are getting drinks with each other and they're drinking wine, and Miranda goes, how about we just she goes, why don't we, do you want to just split a whole bottle of wine? And Charlotte goes,
no, how?
And then Carrie goes, and guzzles her wine. But
Carrie's unbothered with Miranda's drinking problem.
Until the next episode, but Miranda goes, do you want to just get another whole bottle? Let's just do it. And Charlotte goes,
this is fucking be crazy. Get another bottle of wine.
Do you want to just get another bottle? And Charlotte goes like this. Charlotte goes, oh. She goes, she goes like this. Oh, I don't know about that, Miranda.
This is Charlotte whenever she's like, doesn't know about something. She goes,
ooh, oh, I think I'm good. I'm going to have some water now to sober up. And Miranda goes, I'm going to get another bottle of wine.
This is fucking good. She goes, this is crazy, get a bottle.
I'm going to get Merlot. Do you guys want to get wine? They say, do you want to get wine? Let's get a bottle of wine. She goes, let's get a whole bottle.
She goes, what's this good? Let's get a bottle of wine.
Go for it. She goes, you guys want to go for it? Let's just get it. Let's just all figure it out now together.
This would be fucking crazy tonight. Get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, she goes, do you guys want to just...
That red was
let's
good.
Let's put it all on the table. And then she goes, I'm going to put on my... Let's pool the money.
You want a bottle of wine?
You get
a bottle of wine.
Do you want to split some Merlot? She goes, come on, girls. Let's get some wine. Let's all go in on it.
So go in. They have a bottle of $54 and we all pay $15.
I had a good time tonight.
She's just passed out in her chair.
And Charlotte goes. And then Carrie goes. And Carrie goes.
Carrie goes.
Shut up. Fuck you.
Charlotte, fucking shut up. Carrie goes, I'm going to sell my apartment. And Miranda's like.
She goes, are you, I'll be your realtor.
She says, don't do that. Don't sell it.
Don't sell. I'll be your realtor. Hang on to that. Hang on. Sell it to me. How would I live there? I'll live with you.
Don't sell that apartment.
I'll
bad
live
idea.
With you. We'll be roommates.
Don't sell it.
She goes, we'll be roommates.
Should we get a bottle?
We'll just get a bottle. Oh, my God. But I'll live with you, Carrie.
Don't
under
do
one
it.
Proposition.
One
we drink
wine
every night.
One wine.
One.
One bottle, please.
You drink a bottle. I drink a bottle. Charlotte, you drink a bottle. And
we're all out of glass, so we'll have a bottle now.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to New Jersey.
Chablis just walks Chablis. Home. She walks home to Brooklyn.
Takes her 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all that happens.
Yeah, this episode, I think, was the lowest point of the season thus far.
The next episode, while it was crazy, I'm glad it went there.
Yeah, the next episode was truly a roller coaster.
And we'll get to that later this week.
Yeah, but...
In the meantime... Let us know what you think of old Chablis Hobbs. Do you think she and Nia Wallace would ever be friends IRL?
Also, Chablis Hobbs really kept her shit together in front of Nia. I guess because she like deeply she craves her acceptance.
She's drinking
respect.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Nia's like.
Also, they waited, what, an hour and a half at that restaurant for dinner?
Yeah. I'd
That's
be like.
Unreal. I'd be like, we have got to go.
Let's go to Chopped.
Yeah. Like, let's just go to fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's. God, she's really committed to Miranda.
They waited there for an hour and a half with no
That could
dinner.
Be the whole dinner.
Yeah.
That's the amount of time that
and
I would have
just
allot
at the
myself.
Bar.
Old Chablis Hobbs.
Chablis Hobbs was like, I'm gonna keep my big mouth shut. I'm gonna
She goes, she goes, wanna get a bottle? Let's just all put it out there.
Let's get fucking crazy
just
tonight.
Crazy.
It's like, I want to get a bottle. We can all split it.
But
Charlotte goes,
ooh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Let's just do it.
Tonight, we'll only live once. What? Don't sell. Don't sell it.
I'll move in with you. Anyway, let us know what you guys think. Buy tickets to our PNW tour.
What are the dates?
February 27th, March 2nd.
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
San Francisco. Seattle. Portland.
Portland. Come on. Come on in.
Down.
Get crunchy with us.
It's going to be fucking cool.
It's going to be grunge. I'm going to pull some
Are you doing grunge looks?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll maybe do a grunge look too. Yeah.
But yeah, let us know what you think and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.